Hello and welcome to Cursed Content Club. Wait, no, it's not just a club. This is a Cursed Content Fight Club. With me, as always, are my co-hosts, Dan and Bob Video Games, Masters of the Ling Kuei from Gigaboots.com.
I guess I'm going to uppercut your head off.
It's our noob and smoke.
And Quan Chi Excellent from KinoRawGoatSwag.com. We are watching in this first installment of Cursed Content Fight Club, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, in preparation for the upcoming new movie, which, I'm going to be real. We decided putting it up against Annihilation was much more fair.
I was like, shouldn't we compare it to the real movie? And everyone else went, no.
No, that one isn't cursed enough.
Yeah, all I know of it is one clip you showed me that said, we have to do this one because I've never seen this one.
Yeah, no. I think people may be able to find that clip on Gigaboots if they just search Mortal Kombat Annihilation or the name Sonya under our videos. That's a really good clip.
I can't.
I saw this movie when it came out in theaters when I was 9. I didn't understand that I think almost every actor changed because I was 9. I was like, yeah. he looks a little bit different. That's weird. Whatever.
Yeah, it definitely, that sort of happened as a kid. Like, most people you think probably didn't notice the Back to the Future recasting because they're like, whatever, the dad's upside down now. They'll never be able to tell.
I went and thought it was in theaters and noticed immediately that no one looked right. And was like, what's happening? Who are these guys?
For me, it killed me because they recast Raiden, right?
Yeah, Raiden was the most noticeable.
That was the one I noticed. And I just sort of, it wasn't the casting that stuck with me. It was how weird the movie was compared to one. One has a structure of a movie. I feel like two really doesn't.
It's a real mess.
I just remember thinking it was weird that, like, Raiden turned in all his godly stuff between movies and became, like, a hobo. Like, in my 9-year-old mind, really, really characterized Raiden as a hobo.
Yeah.
In this movie specifically. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's pretty
We're going to find
weird.
Out.
Maybe it'll make sense this time around. We'll be like, that IMDb rating of 3.7 is way too low.
Hey, four out of 5 stars here on the Amazon.
Yeah, 4.5 out of 5 stars on Amazon. The people have spoken.
They have.
Now it's our turn to speak.
I'm really glad this is only 95 minutes long.
Why, what's the problem? I'm looking forward to it.
But, Mr. Field, if people want to hear us speak while they watch the movie, where should they go?
Well, they can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/GBpodcast.
I love my
As little as $5 a month. Gets you access to the commentary track for this and every movie we have ever done.
A Winston cigarette?
No, that's a fine Winston cigarette costs far more than merely $5, Casey. You get a commentary track not only for this movie, but for every movie we've ever done a cursed content on. And you also get access to cursed content by committee. I think we have somewhere in the ballpark of 26, 27 episodes of that now. So if you want to be like, I want to watch a bunch of the worst movies ever made and hear people die while I do it. You're covered for at least a week.
Yeah, we've got two genres over there. You could marathon it for nonstop. We got two genres over there. The worst movies ever are 90 movies. Critics are just assholes.
Yes. And if you know that's not enough value, you also get early access to Chugging Bleach and Mondo Cool, our two anime review podcasts, and Extended Armchair Dev Pitches, where you get to hear us actually discuss our ideas or reveal the evil things we thought while crafting our ideas. That's patreon.com/GBpodcasts.
Yeah, go over there. We did Leprechaun one time.
Yeah, we're going to have an Armchair Devs extra on our excellent episode of Armchair Devs Mortal Kombat, where we got to see how Goro goes undercover.
Yeah, and Noob Saibot practices new age yoga.
Quan Chi shakes the hand of the, what was it, the ambassador or the prime minister?
The prime minister
of the Czech Republic.
Yes.
Which blew someone in the comments mind of, who remembers the Czech Republic?
That's patreon.com/GBpodcast. Well, gentlemen, let's get to watching the movie.
caught the
Hit that Magus' back. Castle song.
Hit that song.
And we're back. Mortal Kombat Annihilation is the 1997 prequel to Virtual Vendetta. In this movie, you will be pummeled over and over and over with the worst special effects you have ever seen. Indeed, they are the stars of the movie, as none of the actors from the first one return. So, Dan, what did you think of Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
I don't think it's an excruciating watch. It seems like it could be fun with a lot of friends if you do it once. It is definitely a bad film. It definitely has bad special effects nonstop, but its failures are laughable, and as such, it's mildly enjoyable. I'm gonna go ahead and give it a one. It's something you can laugh at. It's not excruciating. It's not the positive end of the spectrum, but man, it is a terrible film.
Bob.
Yeah, it's genuinely horribly put together in every way imaginable, but it's entertaining while it does that. So I'll give it a two, because I've seen this movie probably several times by now, and I'm not tired of it yet. There's always something new and bad to see.
Yeah.
KZ.
It is insane how bad this movie looks, from the opening scene in which the green screen is clipping through someone's sleeve. And like there's like sand going everywhere and you see outlines on it, to every weird monster and the 15 potential thumbnails this episode could have. It was delightful in how terrible it was, though some parts kind of slowed down a little bit for me, so I'm only giving it a 3, but it was a 5 at many points in time.
This movie has a lot of great terrible special effects to laugh at. It has some things that are just unbelievably baffling. But at the same time, I feel like it wastes so much bad movie potential. So I'm only gonna give it a 2. I could probably watch this again, even relatively soon, if I was with people, but then never on my own, never ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen it 3 times in my life. I can wait a few more years, like let's say 7 more years before I watch it again.
I'd be up for going through this movie frame by frame to see every single problem.
I would also be down for that with some drinks.
Just get the fucking Blu-ray.
We have to get to our segments. First, we will start with our favorite character. Dan, you may go first.
Holy shit, favorite character in this film. Man, I have no legitimate picks. Here I go. Jade, she appears in what appears to be a horny dream, but is it a dream? And then she hangs around for a while in the movie. That's it.
Half of the interactions people have with her is that she's hot, and that's it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You see, that was clever foreshadowing. To show that you shouldn't trust her because everybody is so predisposed with her appearance.
Nice legs for fighting.
Yeah, nice legs. I mean, for fighting, of course. And then right after that, they go, she looks good. I hope she fights half as good as she looks. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that even Raiden was simping for
it
was really
Raiden's
funny.
Like, damn, you're fine. I'm like, come on, Raiden.
Damn, Luke King, you got some great taste.
He's mortal for 10 seconds and immediately.
Yeah, that's
all it takes.
Now listen to me, Ed Boon. I know I've made a lot of requests in the commentary, patreon.com/podcast. I'm going to make another one. And then if you reboot Mortal Kombat again, get John St. John to be Raiden.
Jesus.
I've had enough of you.
Bob.
I'm gonna give it to Sub-Zero because he shows up, has the best fight scene in the movie, and then leaves. So he's able to live
never
with
to return.
Yes.
What is with that?
Well, clearly it's not done.
Yeah, that's true. Would they cut out a whole fight scene super obviously?
Yeah, a lot
I,
of sick,
I
really
don't think that was
cut.
Supposed to be a cut fight scene. I think the implication is supposed to be that Sindel took a fall because she was working with Jade.
For a plan that didn't accomplish anything.
Yeah, it was the forced ambush.
That didn't accomplish anything and made no sense, but I think that was the intent, because Jade's like, I got her by surprise when she wasn't paying attention from behind. And then it's like, and then she starts hissing, like, yeah. Like, I'm evil. Casey, who's your favorite character?
Oh, it's so hard. There's so many good characters in this. Scorpion, he said get over here in Ed Boon's voice, and I think that that was pretty cool.
And then he leaves the movie.
Yeah, and then yeah. He leaves the movie. I'm still upset that Ed Boon is not in the new one.
Then maybe they'll do like one shot where he does it. Maybe.
The trailer had the actual actor saying get over here, and I got upset.
Well, obviously that's a fake Scorpion. We need the real Scorpion to show up.
Dude, that movie's gonna get a 20.
I'm going to go with Sindel for my favorite, just because she gnawed on the scenery every single second she was in. It was like
she spins too much.
When she did her evil laugh, it legitimately was like an Austin Powers scene where they yuck it up for like 30 seconds. Yeah.
Yes.
That's how it felt every time she laughed.
You're absolutely right.
She had like the most Power Rangers villain energy, so she really understood what movie she was in. So now we have to unfortunately go to worst character. Bob, who's the worst character?
This is hard because there are some really unfortunate things happen in this movie.
Many.
I'm going to say Shiva.
Yup.
She was so horribly underutilized. Also, they couldn't get the forearm thing working in a fight scene, I guess. So there just isn't a fight scene. They just crush her at random.
Yeah.
She appears in a scene and is immediately crushed. Her only fight scene is a joke one with another character.
Where really she just grabs like his arms. Like they don't even do a fight scene, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan, who's the worst?
Rain. It's Rain. Jesus Christ.
Why are you so mean to Rain?
Rain looks chronically depressed when he's on screen for the 10 seconds that he is before he gets fucking murdered. It's so sad. Purple's such a good color. Rain's cool because he's purple. Air Mac gets to live for fucking ever, basically. And Rain's literally in the same room as him and jobs and dies immediately. He basically looks like the photoshopped hyper sad cat when you see him wearing the mask. His eyes are tearing up. He looks like the saddest person in the whole film. I feel so bad for him.
That's what happens when you're sharing the screen with Motaro, who is just the Chad guy.
Yeah, he's just the Giga Chad.
And his CG is like the Scorpion King if they finished it.
Yeah. Worst character. I'm going with Raiden because he really underperformed in this movie.
He is pretty pathetic.
One, this is by far the worst Raiden. Like, Christopher Lambert Raiden, delightful. I forget who voices him. Who voices him?
Richard Epcar.
Yeah, Richard Epcar.
Yeah, I always get Richard Epcar and Paul St. Peter confused all the time in my head. But yeah, Richard Epcar, he does a great job. Fantastic Raiden. This Raiden is so bad. And then he gets his hair cut and is just like a guy.
Yeah.
A guy wearing an open vest who I kind of think was supposed to be maybe like the intent was for that to be, what's the Indian guy? Native American character
Nightwolf?
Name?
Nightwolf.
Yeah, Nightwolf. And then Nightwolf actor was like, no, I will not be in this movie longer than one scene. Goodbye.
He literally runs away.
Yeah, he exits stage left. From the fucking movie. So maybe it was supposed to be him. And then they're like, no, I don't want to do it. So you have to make do with Raiden. So cut his hair and put him in a horrible outfit. But God, he sucks. Like when he stands up to Shao Kahn at the end, Shao Kahn just points at him and he dies.
Yeah. But he kills three reptiles or maybe two. I don't remember.
It was two. I don't know where the third went.
Yeah, I guess the third just left.
They only show him kill two. I genuinely have no idea where the third went.
KZ, who's the worst?
Shao Kahn.
That's fair.
It is fair.
He is the worst adaptation of this character I could have imagined. He doesn't wear his helmet-mask combo almost at all. And the way he talks is just hilarious. I called him Vin Diesel's homunculus when we watched the movie. It is an insult to Vin Diesel.
It is.
We were talking about how he had a regional manager or franchise owner energy.
Yes.
Like some... He owns 10 Sonic drive-thrus.
Yeah. It's like, Raiden, you are a cuck. The mask mandate is communism. My workers at my 8 Denny's do not need such things. Okay, let's get to happier times and go to the best scene.
Oh, man.
I'll start us off for best scene. I'm going to say the opening scene because it has the highest concentration of hilarious effects. And it has things like them not properly chroma keying Raiden's arm. So in a green screen shot, the background just bleeds into his forearm because he's wearing a white shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even like dirt and other things flying in the air have a weird glowy back. Like,
yes, everything has an outline. It's so badly done. It has the Shao Kahn video game shoulder tackle.
Yeah. The opening really, really knocks it out of the park when in here.
When it comes to letting you know what you're in for, yeah. KZ?
The fight scene in the desert, specifically the part where Jax is punching a monster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he's just punching it. The monster that shows up more than once, I have no idea what it is. Neither do they, apparently. It never comes up again.
If he does not use that for the thumbnail, I need you to put a picture of what it looks like of him punching it, because it looks so bad.
It is so bad.
I wonder...
It looks so bad.
I wonder if we can find it on the Mortal Kombat wiki, what this monster is supposed to be.
I am looking right now. This is actually very important. We need to know if this exists in the lore. I am deeply interested in finding this out. Bob.
Okay, best scene. Oh man, I don't want to just take the Sub-Zero versus Scorpion one again because we just did that. You know what?
You need help? I got something.
No, I'm filtering through a few of them here.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go with the Raiden versus two reptiles because it had a really good soundtrack.
It did.
Which we haven't talked about. This movie often just has 90s techno, and it's really solid.
Yeah.
It does have Sandstorm.
It's really, really strong.
One of the reptiles was Ray Park. That monster doesn't exist in Mortal Kombat lore.
Okay.
Of course not.
It's just some shit they made up. Apparently Quan Chi was in this movie, but they deleted the scenes, and nobody knows who played him.
Weird.
Oh, my God.
Real quick, though, is that the second time Ray Park's shown up on Cursed Content?
Maybe more.
Was Ray Park in Hellbinders?
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
He was like the main guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's in Hellbinders and then this.
And then didn't we figure out fucking Sindel is fucking Wild Wild West woman?
Yeah, she's Loveless's assistant in Wild Wild West.
And Sinbad's in this movie.
No, he's
not. Dan, who's the best character?
I don't get a best scene.
I mean, what's the best scene? What's the best scene? I got lost by my journey to something else.
So sometimes when you choose best scene, it's the one that made you most joyous. Other times when you choose best scene, you choose the ones that stick with you after all these years. So there's a giant hamster ball that lets them travel all over the planet.
Thank you. I was gonna have to bring it up if nobody did.
And people have to get in it and hold rails and or each other and lean the direction they want to go as they fly through the core of the earth.
And they're like, their bodies are like squished together. And it seems like they came up with this solely to get like a scene with Kitana and Liu Kang. And they're like, wait, we need to use this for other people too. Uh-oh.
That's weird. Yeah, no, it's such a bizarre thing, and it only matters like twice, if even. I'd really call it once.
It's really funny when they mention that they used it in passing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, which, Jax is like, you made me get in that weird ball going halfway across the world.
Yeah, there's a lot of like, oh, we don't have the time to actually show this. Just cut to the after and let the audience fill it in with their brains.
Yeah, this movie has a ton of feeling of this is not this has been chopped together. Like, it's only 90-some minutes. You know that they just cut out a lot.
Yeah.
Shout out to that part where they're fighting in the factory with Jack, Sonya, and Cyrax. And then it ended with that explosion that made me black
out. Oh, you mean the lab where they created Jax's surgically implanted mechanical arms? Yeah, I almost gave it to that.
It was the Lin Kuei cybernetic facility.
Yeah, I almost gave it to that. I almost gave it to that.
That explosion, incredible.
It's the worst explosion. Like, it is the Nostalgia Critic's opening explosion. That is what it looks like.
And the thing
is, looked better.
They're supposed to be running down a hallway and jumping away. Presumably, yes, because they start running down the hallway and they're supposed to be jumping away from the explosion in the building. They don't show any of that. They just show the explosion effect of them doing a front flip.
Then they ran 50 miles an hour out of the building instead of what it should have been, an explosion that blew them into another room.
That scene
also had the really good that Sonya Blade doing her blow a kiss fatality.
Yes.
Except that it wouldn't make any sense. So she's blowing medical powder that is flammable?
I actually didn't connect but you're totally right.
I think it's supposed to be like a dust explosion when you have like a bunch of flour dispersed in the air and then light a match. It can cause a dust explosion. I think that's what they were going
for. Yeah. She's blowing flammable chemicals into the air.
They're trying to hint at it because they put a bottle right up against the camera with words on it.
I didn't have time.
That was submerged in that dust.
But it was definitely them trying to do that fatality.
Yes.
It is now time for the worst scene. KZ, what's the worst scene?
There's so many bad scenes in this. You know what? When Raiden's consulting the Elder Gods that are just visual effects packages with ADR on them.
Oh, yes.
I think that's funny, but I have to be honest. That's a terrible fucking scene.
Yeah, it is. I'm gonna throw out a honorable mention to best scene to where Shinnok, who looks nothing like Shinnok whatsoever, not even a little bit, not even conceptually, gets folded into the prison cube by the Elder Gods when his plan fails. Like, he just turns into a bunch of cubes and they all fold together and he vanishes.
Yeah.
One of the most baffling effects in the movie. I guess I have to go next for worst scene. Fuck.
Sorry.
I'm gonna go with the scene where Jade is trying to seduce Liu Kang when Liu Kang wakes up from being hit in the head in the snow. Because Nightwolf says, you have to have like a spirit journey is the first step to getting an animality. And then he cranks them in the head with the side of a fucking hatchet.
And then he runs away from the movie set.
And then he runs away from the movie and never appears again.
Yes.
And so Liu Kang wakes up from his concussion and is in the snow and is like, man, it's cold. And then Jade shows up and takes off all her clothes and starts rubbing on him.
Mm-hmm.
That was not a good scene.
I was going to say that was my favorite scene, but then nobody stole the hamster ball.
She's like, look at me. I'm going to be in Zoolander.
She's like, has the worst fight scene in the movie, basically.
100%.
The way she gets owned at the end is very funny.
It is. She is killed by the monster that does not exist anywhere else in Mortal Kombat lore.
From the Scooby-Doo live-action movie.
Yes.
And from the cover of the PlayStation 1 fighting game, The Unholy War.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Dan, what's the worst scene?
So there's a scene where Raiden has been robbed of his powers but needs to make the portal and needs to hurry up and open the portal. Otherwise, Sindel's yell will catch up to them. It looks terrible, and as a set piece design, like mechanically, it's terrible.
Look, Dan, she has to start yelling at the far right wall and go to the left. She can't just yell straight at them.
But then at some point, she stopped yelling, and it keeps traveling across.
I don't know.
that is one of the worst scenes because it's just full of bickering between the combat. Oh shit. The Earthrealm combatants there, I'll just say that. And Raiden being mortal again, but can open the portal, but it takes a while. And the yell is catching up is insanely stupid.
It really is. Bob.
So, yeah, the near the end of the movie, Liu Kang turns himself into a dragon.
He sure does.
It looks incredibly bad. And then Shao Kahn turns himself into a Hydra. Looks even worse. Then they proceed to have the worst looking fight they could possibly have with two 3D models as they bounce off each other. Yeah, that was the worst part of the movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
A lot because Liu Kang didn't even turn into the dragon he should. He turned into some weird Western style giant muscly dragon instead of the Eastern style dragon that you would expect Liu Kang to turn into.
It wasn't even like a Western dragon. It's like, man, it's gonna be too hard if neither of them have arms. So we gotta turn him into a gargoyle dragon.
Yeah, it was really bad.
I'm gonna throw an honorable mention where in the final fight scene, Jax is having a pretty cool fight against Batoro, and Sonya Blade is having a not very good fight against Ermac, who is also Noob Saibot because they got confused. But Jax pulls off his robotic arms, which are anchor arms from SpongeBob in this movie.
Yes.
he just pulls them off and he beats up Motaro and then runs over to help Sonya Blade. And Sonya says, I forget exactly what she says, but she says something like, oh, you finally realized you didn't need those. And then Jack says, and you finally learned to ask for help, to imply there was some sort of character arc for these two characters in the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which might be the most offensive scene in the entire movie. Does anybody else have anything to say about Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
If they can't beat this movie with that new one, it's really sad.
Yeah. I mean, I basically set everything that's in the neutral to negative territory of my score as what you need to not fall into to be worse than this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It just needs to, I don't know, resemble a normal film.
Yes, yeah. On any level.
You know what? It'll automatically get a win for me if we're watching it and I go, see, we made it through the whole thing and we didn't yell, did they cut an entire fight?
as long as it just isn't one of those movies where it's just nothing the entire time, like the Golden Compass was.
Oh yeah, okay.
that no way this is a worse constructed movie than Mortal Kombat Annihilation. No way the new one is. I'm really scared it could be like, this is technically better, but I'm experiencing brain death watching it.
Yeah, that's a real fear.
That's a real fear.
I'm very excited.
We'll see you then.
Yeah, see you next week.
See you next week to find out who wins.